Well. Hey, everybody. Aloha. Welcome, 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 welcome to our third exciting installment of our third level of superhero training.
Up, 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 up and away.
What an amazing backdrop we have for presenting this last installment. July 2009, it's an incredible year. And we can really feel the drama brewing, the alchemy of change. And we really want to address that subject today and give you the sort of definitive protocols to meet the way the appearance of the drama is going to be shifting in its wondrous manifestations. Someone sent me a YouTube video today of, have you seen that one? This guy dressed up in sort of colonial gear from the, the 1800s, and it's We the People. It's got a couple of million hits on YouTube already, and Obama got him into the White House, the guy that did it. And it's all about the revolution, taking back the country from the hands of the false controllers. And the as much as it was sort of like a call to arms and a clarion call and had a stirring message and whatnot, we really want to emphasize something really important that we all need to be aware of, is that whatever you're inspired to do in terms of response to the situation that you're in and taking back control of the country or whatever from these maniacs that are running it with absolutely zero respect or seemingly any integrity whatsoever, and certainly no real loyalty or dedication to serving you. Well, however you're inspired to take that control back, it's very important that you understand that reacting to what appears to be in a passionate way fuels the situation. It's really a higher perspective that we're being challenged to embrace, and a different point of view, a different vision of the reality that we want to create. We're not trying to improve this dysfunctional world. That's not what we as superheroes are interested in. We're not into putting new wine into old skins, to use a paraphrase Jesus in the Bible. What we're interested in is something completely different, something utterly new. That's really what it's all about.
There's a fundamental difference, because patching up this totally decrepit old system and eating organic food and just trying to be caught up too much in all those kind of details and your carbon footprint and all that kind of stuff, it's still buying into that system, which is crumbling, and it's not sustainable.
And we love organic food.
We love
We choose
organic.
organic food.
We all fresh food here and this and that off the island. But that's kind of like, we shouldn't feel that because we've kind of created our sub little subculture within this big messy picture that we've changed the world, because we're still within that bigger culture. All of us are still in that culture.
What we're into is replacing the world with the kingdom. this is what we're into, and there's a vision growing in you, and how to access that vision if you're not already accessing it is really what the subject of this broadcast is about today. Is that, you see, the whole thing is created by vision. It's created through vision, emotionalized vision. And the vision that you hold within your heart is really what's defining the reality that you experience. So if you're seeing a vision of this world and you're reacting to the vision of that this world that appears to be in an emotional way, based on an attachment and some kind of frustration and anger that things aren't the way that you want them to be, based on, you know, what you're attached to, founded upon a sense of self that is essentially physical and limited, and that whole basis of projection is completely different to an elevated spiritual perspective, which has a foundation of sense of self in a spiritual experience of love and divine peace within, of an infinite and eternal nature. You see that there's a massive difference there. The whole basis of your projection of reality, your reality creation, and this is, you know, where the secret, you know, just perpetuates nonsense, yeah, rather than dissolving it and allowing the kingdom to unfold from within. So this is these are really fundamental, yeah, essential things to be aware of. See, that just broke. We're just fiddling around a little bit with the technical stuff to try and help it stream a little bit better.
There you go.
But so just see if that's helping. It could be on your end. You might just need to relaunch your connection.
So, yeah, so that's a good analogy. Relaunch your connection.
yeah.
Because, like, this is really important. Like, The Secret is such a popular thing. I hardly know anyone who hasn't watched The Secret. You know, that came out in 2006 or something. And the whole foundation of what that is based on and where people are going with it is just reinforcing the nonsense they already have in themselves to manifest more nonsense.
Yeah.
So you just get more and more nonsense, and then there's an ego trip that I'm so powerful that I can manifest all this stuff. But what is it doing? It's not really changed anything. You've just got an extra car, and you've just got more stuff to have to deal with, and you've got more illusions to get attached to and have an ego trip about, and that's all it is. So nothing's been beneficial ultimately by that.
Yeah, and we're very good at manifesting. You know, this is, you're looking at two young guys who really are really into making things happen and creating, sculpting reality consciously.
It's great fun. That's all we do all the time. We love it.
Yeah.
But coming from the right point of view, that's the important thing. Otherwise, you're actually dealing with junk.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to deal with that stuff and find out what to do with it and end up destroying it sooner or later.
Yeah.
And that all takes energy. It's just a waste of time.
Yeah. We're not trying to accumulate material wealth and possessions here. That we manifest what we need to live the lifestyle and fulfill the destiny that's unfolding from our own heart connection with our divine source. It's not a mind projection. And the difference here is that the mind is polarized. The seat of the mind, the seat of consciousness, is essentially in the brain, which is part of the physical material world and therefore has polarity. So there's a left brain and there's a right brain. And so if you're using primarily your right brain, the creative feminine side of your brain, to project a vision of a reality that you desire based on your physical, material, ego-centered body consciousness, and this isn't attacking negative talk that this is bad and needs to be stamped out. It's just we're presenting an inferior model here, or a other than optimal model. It's not the superhero archetype that we're living in here, All we're doing then is just, we're living on a high frequency of the ego manifestation, which appears to be, you know, something in terms of power and skills. And, you know, if you can manifest from that way, these guys that, you know, manifest, you know, their desires, their cars and their millions and their mansions and their new teeth and whatever. But it's all based on this body consciousness, which keeps us stuck in a limited experience. And what we're moving into is an unlimited experience. And we're saying there's a way, a definite way to do that. And that way has been opened up and alluded to. And there's a signpost in The Secret, but it stops way short of where we need to go. And incidentally, the information in The Secret was brought into the public arena years before that by Greg Braden when he published his book called The Isaiah Effect. Very simple, very obvious, fundamental, basic principles of life, which when applied appear to be amazing and miraculous. Like suddenly, oh, I can make all this stuff happen consciously. Well, it's supposed to be happening consciously. It's, you know, and it's like a revelation to us because we're so dumbed down. But we're moving through the octaves of the evolution of consciousness, and we're moving into something far more wonderful, far more efficient, and way, 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 way more fun. Much more magical, isn't it, brother?
Absolutely, yeah, because you start to see things happening that you never would have even imagined were possible, and it becomes like stepping back and watching the whole thing, because the fundamental problem is that if we think that we're these people sitting here on these chairs, and I always like to play with Brother Nicholas and wobbling around a bit, this thing, then there's a fundamental mistake there and then. You know, the very first mistake we ever made was thinking, I am this person. You know, and that goes completely unnoticed. It's taken as
that's the default.
It's just taken as granted.
Yeah.
Of course we're just human beings. Of course it's just the way it is. And things like anger are bad, and things like ego are bad, and all the rest of it. That's what we might think. But just thinking you're a person, nothing wrong with that. Mm. That's absolutely normal.
Yeah.
But that fundamental, you've got to eat, and you've got to run around, and I am this person, or I am a man, or I am a woman, or whatever. Mm. It's just taken for granted. It's hidden away. It's so known about. Everyone's just taken it on as reality that it goes unseen.
Yeah.
And this is the number one thing that's got to shift.
Yeah, so that's our starting point as superheroes. We're shifting into that recognition and most importantly an experience of something else. So that body consciousness, which is the ego's point of view, and the ego is absolutely totally 100% dedicated to convincing you that you are the physical body, and death to the ego is victory. It's, you see, I told you are the physical body. So what we're into is a conscious experience of something else. Know the word experience, not an idea, not a philosophy, but a genuine experience. And so when we move out of the mind set that goes with body consciousness and the, you know, amazing and brilliant projection of creative visualization using the right side of the brain, and the support through the plan and action strategies using the left side of the brain, so we get the holo sync up. What happens is, when we're projecting forward, because the brain is polarized, we create whatever it is we emotionally visualize. But what happens is, because the brain is polarized, there's another projection going on behind us. And that's the absolute opposite of what we want coming towards us. You see, that's how it works. And so this is why, you know, no matter what the self-help gurus and success gurus and you know, the proponents of The Secret and what have you promote and present, the fundamental flaw in the model is that, yeah, you are attracting your riches and materialism and all the rest of it, but at the same time you're bringing the absolute opposite along with you as well, and that's landing in the matrix. So that's just the simple facts of it. So we want to move out of the polarity experience into the unity consciousness, which is an experience, not an idea. It transcends the realm of thought and mind. And in order to do that, we need to consciously drop down deep into this heart center and literally live in our hearts and live from our hearts and see from our hearts and feel life from our hearts and interface with creation from that heart space in compassion and love, which is a feeling experience. And as we do that, we experience this unity consciousness, and we can access through love the divine resource within us, which is eternal and infinite. And we can come into a relationship with the eternal and the infinite. And let's just consider that from a mental perspective, what eternal means and infinite means. If we consider the world and everything in it, all the insects and flowers and creatures and animals and birds and trees and people and cars and things, and just keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going through the whole world, and then through the solar system and the galaxy and all the other, you know, countless other galaxies and universes and all their beings, all those beings and all that stuff. How much is there really when we're talking about infinity and eternity? And you've got to have a relationship with that, come to terms with that, and consider that and contemplate that. Well, it's going to be very difficult for you to consider and contemplate all those things in the manifest form. And so soul, what we call soul consciousness, where we meet the eternal and the infinite through a tiny point of light, an infinitesimally tiny point of light, a singularity where everything and everyone and all possibilities and probabilities that ever were or could be or would be, are and will be, exist as pure potential within that point. When you come into a yummy, loving relationship and peaceful, very deeply peaceful, blissful communion with that point of light, that consciousness, through a focused intention of yours, it's very easy to have an experience of the eternal and the infinite. And that's our starting point there. And from that relationship, you receive inspiration. You receive impulses that inform you about what your next steps are, coming through inspiration and intuition and impulse. And this is how we become more and more childlike. This notion that in order to enter into the kingdom, Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom of heaven being within us, and God is in heaven. So the kingdom's within, God's in the kingdom, and in order to get in there, we have to become childlike, innocent, and without these projections and these agendas, and our attachments and mad, you know, frantic, you know, we've got to make this happen, energy going on. And so what we're experiencing, as we're evolving through this experience, having this fundamental, been practicing this fundamental attitude and awareness for a long time, is that you can actually let go of your massive to-do lists and your projections into this, you know, improving this reality that appears to be, and start to live from this experience in total confidence and trust that the eternal and the infinite is working for you. It's like having the ultimate genie working for you, and he's going to move you according to your inspiration, according to inspiration, and you're going to know what to do, when to do it, how to do it, where to do it, and who with. And your magnetism becomes so powerful that you magnetize through synchronicity everyone, all the people, all the resources, everything that you need. And you get much more into a magical experience of being. And you start to have this perspective on just really how life is configured and how this really is an illusory realm that we're in. And it really is an ocean of energy that is reconfiguring itself and going through immense upheaval at the moment.
Yeah. It may look like it's solid and it's real, but it is literally a creation of your consciousness. And it never ceases to amaze me. And it's good for you to just realize this now, you know, to realize this again and again and again. that right now you have created this situation, you've created these people sitting here talking to you, you've created the seat you're sitting on, the computer you have, you've created every single thing that you're experiencing, including your health, how you feel, your emotions, your connection to the divine, everything you've created, and it's all within you. There's nothing on the outside. And the more we wake up and expand into this magical state, the more things start syncing up for us. You know, synchronicity is a sign that we're on the right track.
Yeah, absolutely.
More synchronicities, like if we're not having synchronicities pretty much all day long, then it means we're way out of sync. And it's not normal. You know, normal life is synchronicity after synchronicity, again and again and again and again and again. That's just normal, actually. So if you're not experiencing that, then it's not you did anything bad or anything. It just means it's time to expand, wake up, let go, and see things coming back together again in new ways.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you reload the page like you do on the internet, and ping, something else appears, you know, and it looks different, it's clearer. You know?
And seeing things coming back together in new ways means seeing things coming back together in new ways. It's a 180-degree shift from the reality that we're experiencing today. Because otherwise, we're just in a political realm, which is the ego's realm, it's the mind's realm. It's dealing with, playing with the deck of cards that you've got, playing the game of life according to conditioning and parameters that have been defined by egomaniacs. And and that's the game that we're playing, and you'll see that this is a political forum that we're talking about here. You know, this we need more jobs. We've got to get the economy going. You know, we have to preserve natural resources because they're finite, and all the rest of it. Better pay for people and rah rah rah. All of that is all good, but it's all going on within the context of the old game. Forget about the old game. The old game's going. And it's going because it's so discordant and disharmonious. And if you want it to go fast and you really want to experience the wonder of something completely different, then drop your attachments to the old game.
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go.
Because what you think is your ideas actually are not your own ideas anymore.
That's right.
That's quite disturbing to realize, that what you're passionate about and what you think is right and wrong has nothing to do with you at all in most cases.
Okay, these are really good questions coming through here right now. Okay, first of all, according to what we're saying in the Course in Miracles, somebody's saying life is a dream. Yeah, it is. And for most people, it's a nightmare. Okay? Now, how can you enjoy life then if it's all a dream? The enjoyment comes because you are so connected to the source of that, the most wondrous source of that, which is infinite love. Imagine being in love like you've never been in love before, multiplied by the power of N constantly and consistently all of the time. It's just bubbling up from within you in the most joyous, wonderful, beautiful experience, pretty much like when you were a very young child. Would you enjoy life then? Would you enjoy life if things were just happening so swiftly, the abundance, the attraction, the people, the circumstances, the goodness was happening so swiftly at such a swift rate of knots in your life, it was almost overwhelming, how you know, and how easy and effortless it all was, and how magical it was. And if things did go wrong, they just didn't faze you. You didn't react in a negative way. You never experienced any negative emotion. And if you did, you were able to re-harmonize yourself in a millisecond. Would you enjoy life then? Of course you would. This is the experience that we're having, and many of us are having. Would you enjoy life if there were more and more and more miracles at work in your life? If you were able to heal people just with your presence? If you were able to make people feel better, feel brighter, feel happier, feel lighter, you know, would you enjoy life? We're talking about the optimal levels of human being, you know, and tapping into this resource inside you, becoming soul conscious and releasing your emotional attachment to outcomes doesn't mean copping out of life and not, you know, no point doing anything, you know? It doesn't work like that at all.
No, no. I'd like to talk this, like, saying, if we're just a point of light and we're going home, what's the point in doing anything? Now, this is, you know, that's often what a lot of people are striving for. They want to just go back and they don't want to come here and they think this is hell. But really, this, like Nick's saying, this is a wonder. And there's two things. One is called mukti, you know, in Sanskrit. Mukti means complete freedom where you go home. But what we're talking about is a state of liberation whilst we're in life.
Yeah. You
know, that's even higher. So yeah. It's as if you're at home, you're feeling totally at peace, you don't need anything, you're totally liberated, and you're experiencing all this stuff. And
yeah.
It looks like you're wandering around, it looks like you've got a body, it looks like you're going to sleep and waking up and giving people a hug and making a salad and whatever. But none of it's really happening, and you're totally safe, you know. That is what we're after, is
yeah.
that state of freedom
yeah.
and wonder whilst it's all going on. And like I was saying before, it's good just to imagine as if you're still in your home now, in this divine light, because then you can start feeling safe.
Yeah.
And you can relax, and then you can just enjoy everything just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to change the world, you don't have to change the economy, you don't have to run around and do all this stuff and save the world. You just enjoy yourself because you're already safe and everyone else is
yeah.
already safe.
And that's really saving the world. That's yeah. that's what it is, because it's a shift. It's the shift in consciousness that counts more than anything. So if you go rampaging down to the Senate and drag them all out, you know, and you know, and just like really unload your anger on those people, you know, and you're emotionally engaged in that, you're just fueling this polarity thing. Now, if you're motivated and inspired to go down the Senate and you know, get in there, then take the hand of blessings in there and go in there with that high level of consciousness, you know, and understand the difference of that. We're not saying don't be active. We're very active. We're proactive. We're visionaries, not passive, just observers of life. We're visionaries. We're making things happen, but we're making things happen from that innocence within us and that magical, most efficient, most powerful place. And that's where all the harmonies flowing through. And that's where the real power's flowing through. And that's going to let us experience this freedom within the drama that gives you the power over the illusion, so that it doesn't get that emotional response from you. It doesn't own your soul. It doesn't possess your soul. It doesn't suck that soul energy into it, you know? And
yeah.
this is really important stuff we're sharing here.
Huge,
this is like
important.
Super high frequency, very relevant stuff here, grounded in a physical material experience, pouring through the personality that you are identified with right now. Because all of you individuals, you know, you're not going to lose the context of the expression of your life. We are pouring through Michael and Nick, but no matter how much we surrender to our true inner nature, and how much we let go of the emotional attachment to being Michael and Nick, all it does is make Michael's and Nick's experience get better and
yeah.
better and better and better. That's all it does.
Yeah, you wake up in the morning, they're still there wandering around, but it's just a slightly improved, more magical version of what it was before. Not because it's any better than it was, but because we are able to see more than we were before.
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
Yeah.
And we have to start with perfection.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big difference. Start with the end. Start
yeah.
with perfection. Don't try and get perfection by
That's
changing
right.
everything else. Start with perfection and then just wake up to it.
Yeah. Accept it, because
easy.
Yeah. This
easy.
It's easy. This notion of you know, we have to save the world and we have to, like, you know, work hard to achieve love, all this stuff. It's all based on the world is not perfect now. I am not perfect now. All of that stuff. Now, we want the world to change, and we want our to experience perfection manifest in the world through us. Those are bona fide desires, but they're not in our goals. This isn't in our goal file. We're not setting these as goals. Our goal is simply to surrender to the acceptance that I am and always have been and always will be, and nothing can interfere with that, and never could do. We've never left the home. All of this notion that it's all in a dream and all an illusion just gives you an indication of, you know, how energy forms in life, and there's different gradations of energy. There's dense to you know, absolutely the opposite of that, and absolutely the opposite of dense is the pure spiritual truth, and that's the eternal thing, the eternal that never changes, never wavers, never fluctuates, and that's who you are. So, you know, how can any of this, you know, none of this is real, period. None of what you create and experience as, you know, for your own enjoyment or misery is real. But it feels real because you're an eternal being stuck in it, embedded in it, and pretending that it is real and grasping hold of it and addicted to it, yeah. You know. So let go of that and surrender into the experience of who you eternally are. Mm. And we're saying it's available in a millisecond, just like that. And we're constantly doing it over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
And it's the best news ever. And what happens is you bring more of who you truly are into the arena that you created when, you know, you were pretending to be someone else. You were in a hallucination, hypnotized in a dream stroke nightmare. And so wake up out of that. Let go of that. Snap out of that. And the way to do that is by going into an infinite eternal experience through a focused heart connection with the eternal and the infinite source of love. And as you do that with immense love and total faith, okay, so there's three steps here. The awareness of your eternal and infinite nature as a point, the love times faith equation, that's number two, immense love and total certainty, no wobbling around, your mind has to be made up, the hemispheres have to come together, the polarization has to neutralize into absolute solidity of focused, definite knowingness. Coming from a feeling experience of certainty. That's the love times faith equation, and that equals the grace. Mm. And that's what dissolves and brings the miracles into the mix. Because the miracle is you've been stuck in this thing for years and years and years and years, and suddenly you're out of it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
You're just not experiencing that way anymore, and do not go back to it.
No. And what did you do? You didn't do anything. Because you weren't the person you thought you were. That's the whole thing. You just zoom out and realize it wasn't real anyway. And all of a sudden, all your problems are gone. Just like that.
Yeah.
You know.
And that doesn't mean that you're not going to experience still the waves of the karma that you've created and co-created with everyone else. But they're not going to affect you in the same way. They're going to wash over you, wash over you, wash over you. And you're going to be able to walk forward with that power, in that grace, in amazing grace. This is so we're presenting a model here of we're describing the feeling experience, and we're explaining the dynamics, the metaphysical dynamics, the energy dynamics that are occurring at the same time. So it feeds your mind and feeds your heart with this understanding. These are really important things. So there's the first two steps, that the relationship to source through the point, the love, the attitude, the love times faith equation to get the grace flowing through, and then the vision. You need to hold a vision. You need to be sure about something, not based on appearances, so you can still be stuck in the old matrix, and it appears to be exactly the same. Nothing's changed on the outside apart from the way you're reacting to it and a few magical synchronicities coming in, but you're still in the same place. The bills are still coming in and people are still losing their jobs all around you, or the whole thing's caving in all around you, but there's these little magic things popping, but you're still in the same place, even though the appearance is still the same. You need to hold the vision and be constant with the vision of the 180-degree reality shift that you are choosing to walk into and magnetize towards you based on what's the inspiration coming through your heart and your higher consciousness. And that vision is not a materialistic upgrade of this world. It isn't you running around in a biodiesel car, eating raw foods and you know, having loads of clients to deal with and service. That's not the vision that's going to come through. It's going to be something way, way, way more wondrous, and it's deeply personal and intimate. It's something much, much, much more wondrous and magical.
Yeah, it's outside of what you think is real now, you know? What happens is we expand our awareness, and things that we never, ever even thought were possible start appearing to us, you know? And then when you pursue those visions, then you start seeing things actually changing dramatically, you know? Yeah. Whatever's going on within you now, that's like potentially can be very much old thinking.
Yeah.
So we don't want to be upgrading the old thing, because it's just an upgraded more nonsense. That's all it means. But the new things, they come in flashes. So that's how I always get them. It's like a flash. Everything happens in a flash.
Mm.
And then we have to integrate that flash of insight, that flash of power, and then see how to weave that into our life and start actually seeing things and acting based on that new reality. Mm. It's like the grid changes.
Yeah.
It like shudders and sort of moves around. Then you're in a new reality.
Yeah.
And you can't act the way you did before. You can't go back there anymore. And if you do, you just feel extremely upset with yourself. Everything feels terrible. You feel depressed or stressed or sick or whatever, because you can't go back there anymore, you know? Mm. It's shattering. You're shattering an illusion.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah. And we're in a fascinating moment in the whole of pop right now. And because of the polarity, the intensification of the two extreme reality experiences that are going on. Because on the one hand, it's going to hell. And on the other hand, the kingdom of heaven is emerging from within it.
It's wonderful.
And it's all about where you are centered in terms of your identification with yourself, who you believe yourself to be. It's as simple as that. If you think you're this physical body living in a material world, and you've got to be a good American and vote and pay your taxes, and we're going to change we're going to get all the politicians to tell the truth, and not rob everyone, and we're going to do all this stuff and get rid of the nuclear weapons and all live have a happily ever after, and we're going to work hard to do that, that is not the same sense of self as this spiritual being that is pouring through you. So you're a flow, you're a divine flow, you're an energy, you're not a solidity. Solidity, you pour into solidity, you fuel solidity like wax going into a mold or chocolate going into a mold. And you take a form according to that mold. And that mold is defined by the configuration of your own psyche, fundamentally based on who you believe yourself to be and what your experience is of that. And if you're centered in the center of your psyche, and I'm not saying it's in the heart, what I'm saying is that you need to feel that experience as a focus point of light in love, in order for you to find the center of your being. And then the center of your being, the contents of your psyche, your emotional content, the vibrations of your emotional content, the content of your thoughts in the subconscious and the unconscious, when you're in the center of your being and the whole thing is vibing from deep within you, from a powerful place within you, where you're experiencing, you've accessed a resource, you've accessed the gold within your being, the real living waters of your own, the content of your soul in its purity, that starts bubbling up from within you, and it starts to purify the inner realms of your psyche. And so the mold that you as a spiritual being, as a metaphysical being, are pouring into starts to change and come into a perfect geometric shape. You know, you might have seen the geometry, the Dronval Melchizedek's got a nice set of YouTube videos out right now, and I sent them out on the Magical Inspiration, so you'll be getting those soon. John Varley Melchizedek is one of the proponents of sacred geometry. And he was like, sacred geometry, for years and years and years, and gone all over the world, you know, teaching people about sacred geometry, how important this is, you know, and you've got to do all this visualization and get these counter-rotating star tetrahedrons all sorted out and, you know, be visualizing this and walking about like that. And it's like, oh my God, how am I going to remember all this stuff? You know what I mean? It's like, oh, I can't, you know, what's he on about? And now it's like, oh, now forget about all that. Just live in your heart. Live in your heart. And what we found, because we're living in our heart, they're living in their heart and they're having to look around. They're going, oh, look, it's geometry. It's geometric. When we're living in our heart, it looks like this. We can draw it. So live in your heart. You know, live in love with that divine source. Get your psyche into shape and let that energy flow through and reconfigure the mold that you're pouring through as a spiritual being, that the whole, all of us are, and we're creating this world. This world is just it's what the mold looks like. It's just feeds back to us and says, this is the content of your psyche. Yeah. This is the vibrational state of your psyche. This is the health of your inner child. This is what shape your ego is in. And this is the degree of sanity in your psyche. Sanity, you know, clean consciousness. You see? And so we get the feedback and it's like, okay.
Yeah.
We can figure this one out. We can figure this one out. There needs to be some change here. But if I start running at the movie screen when I'm sitting in the movies because I don't like what's on the film and I start ragging it around and trying to tear it down, it's not going to change the film too much in terms of the outcome, is it? I have to get up into the projectionist box there and start, you know, fiddle around with what's going through the reels and change those pictures. And that's the stuff that we've got inside of us. And you need to go deep down inside yourself and find the pure recordings there, the pure impressions, the pure consciousness that you are eternally, and start living from that and allowing that. And it's the living waters. It feels wonderful. It's unmistakable.
And it just takes your commitment to saying to yourself, am I going to give the time and the energy to go deep into this? Because everything we're saying, it's like, yeah, it's great stuff and you may agree with it. But going in, going deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into these states of consciousness that are already there, available. Going in depth, into the depth of your soul and actually changing those things. Going into that light, reconfiguring that mold. That's something that you actually have to do.
Yeah.
You know, you actually have to spend a large amount of time going into that.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, you've got so many hours in a day and in a week and in a month or whatever. If you're just reinforcing the madness day in, day out, thinking I've got to do all this stuff and hopefully I'll have a few minutes at the end of the day just to do a bit of visualization, a bit of ho'oponopono and whatever, then, you know, that's at least something. But what we're talking about is, give it your priority.
Yeah.
Make it like a constant little thing that you do just for fun, you know?
Yeah.
That you're just watching this wonderful dream, you're changing that mold, that little image of yourself, and therefore changes what you're seeing, and you're doing it just for the joy of it, because every single time you do that, you start experiencing more joy, more freedom, you start seeing things you didn't see, you start attracting things that you never even thought of. People phone you up out of the blue and all this crazy stuff's going on.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But you need to be constant, 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 constant.
Yeah.
That's the thing to do.
That's right.
Again and again and again and again and again.
Yeah. And it's a moment-to-moment choice, a breath-to-breath choice.
And it's only one moment at a time, so it's not that difficult to do either.
Yeah, yeah. And it's always there. That choice is there. And this thing about you have to do it, you do have to do it. This is where we... from the scriptures, from the Bhagavad Gita, where Arjuna he doesn't want to fight on the battlefield, and Krishna's saying, you haven't got a choice, mate. You've got to fight. You're a warrior. This is what you do. And it's the same with us. What that means is that if we're here, which we appear to be, then we are choosing every single moment of every single day. And if you choose to ignore your true sense of self, and you choose to perpetuate the nonsense of who you are not, then that's a choice. And it's a choice to bring more of the nightmare, bring more of the hell, and guarantee that life is going to feed back to you with more and more and more discordance to let you, you know, let you know very clearly that this is what you're choosing. So there's the, you know, there's a responsibility, and that's the word that Mike used there. You know, it straight away when he was talking there about that, there is a responsibility. Yeah, and what we're gifting you with superhero training is the ability to respond in the optimal way, the most fun, the most peace, the most joy, the most love,
and the most ease as well.
Yeah,
ease,
living in the grace. So let's recap the three really easy ways to do this. The first is that centered, focused heart connection through the love with your divinity in certainty, knowingness, the love times faith equation. That's it. Now you can have that as an awareness and an attitude no matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter where you are or what you're doing. You can always be functioning in a state of knowingness and internal focus, because who you are is not this physical body, it's not your mind, it's not your emotions, it has no, it's not bound up in that. So you can do anything, think anything, feel anything, and still either be wobbling around inside with it being disconnected from your source, or be lock solid, rock solid, focused in love and certainty with it. And you can use the breath as an anchor to hold your focus on that. Yeah? So you can pull that off no matter what you're doing. You just have to remember to do that.
It's practice, and it's also a huge relief, because when we're not in that state, there's like an anxiety that we're carrying around.
Yeah.
Constant anxiety, the feeling the solar plexus area. Constant constriction of your nature. That's like a horrible state to be in.
Yeah.
And it's chronic. It's a chronic disease, you could say. It goes on and on and on all day long for years and years and years. And all of a sudden, you just let go, relax, go into that state of absolute nishchay. And all of a sudden, everything's fine.
Yeah.
And that all disappears. And it's like, oh my God, relief. Yeah. What a huge, deep, deep relief that is.
So you're not actually doing anything. It doesn't tax your external world in any way, shape, or form. It's an internal experience. And this is what we need to really land with as superheroes, because this stuff, you know, it's not working. My visualization's not working. I still haven't got any money. Blah, 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 blah. All these things you can use to, you know, weigh up against yourself that it's not working. Why aren't things getting better? Well, maybe they're going to get a lot worse on the external than they are at the moment. If we're caught up in, bound up in it, man, and it's going down the hill, you know, where are you going? So you need to come to that place inside yourself through the focus, through the love, through the faith, which is just an attitude and an awareness shift. That's all it is. And it's always unwinding, so you can always take a deeper breath. You can always stop and just, you know, experience that a little deeper. We do it all the time. It just gets more and more and more wonderful. It's an eternal experience. And hold the vision of the reality that you are sure you're drawing towards yourself based on what's pouring out of your heart in your intimacy with yourself before you go to sleep at night and as soon as you wake up in the morning. The flashes, the dreams, the visions, the guidance, the knowingness in the heart based, because you're being more centered in who you truly are. That being belongs in a reality that suits it. And there's going to be a time, you know, there's a certain phase that we're going through at the moment where we're here holding that vision, even though all the appearances do not support it. And even our own behavior does not support it, you know?
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter, all that stuff.
No, it doesn't matter.
Unless we make it matter through emotional reactivity to it. Through craving and aversion, craving for something that isn't there and having aversion to something that is. We want equanimity, no matter what. So you are the same, you have the same internal experience, regardless whether the sun's shining and it's nice and warm or it's hammering down with rain on you. That's the level of ability that we need to develop in terms of self-mastery in order to bring in the new. It's self-mastery.
And it has to happen anyway. This is something that you need to understand. It has to happen anyway. There's no choice in this matter.
Yeah.
You have to end up with that level of power.
Yeah.
Regardless of whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
And if you don't do any work, then that doesn't matter. You'll stuff will happen to you and you'll get smacked around enough.
Yeah.
And then you'll realize, okay, I have to have the power now because there's nothing left. So it's really a matter of you deciding to just let go. Just, you've got to give up, basically. The old game that you're playing, you just have to give it up completely.
Yeah.
And whether you do it now, whether you say, I'm going to give up this old game now, and just open and surrender to what's the real, or whether it takes you a couple of years or months and you have to go all kind of, through kinds of crazy stuff, it's up to you. Either way, it's your choice, but it's going to happen anyway.
Mm.
So you might as well just relax into it now and just have the best day ever now.
Yeah.
You know, this is what we're saying. We're saying it's open for you now.
Yeah.
Right now, right yeah. now, right now. Don't put it off. Don't
yeah.
wait around. The whole thing is going to crumble. It's already crumbling. The whole thing's falling apart. So we have to let go now.
Yeah. You got to want it more than anything and do everything in your life to support that experience and know more than, you know, be certain that you already possess it, that it's who you are, that the kingdom is here.
Yeah.
You know, certainty.
Yeah.
And it's an inner change. It's that inner shift that's going to change everything. If you want this nonsense, this madness, this tyrannical, male-dominated, competitive, industrial nonsense to go away, it can and it will, when enough of us have let go of it within ourselves, and that subtle inner shift, that individual inner change, that's what's going to conquer those outer forces, because it's just a consequence of this psyche. Out of shape, in disharmonic array. I just want to read something here.
Yes, of course.
I'm got a photocopied a book here. It's an old series of books that I highly recommend. It's called The Handbook for the New Paradigm. It's a little, tiny little thing. And I really recommend you guys check this out, The Handbook for the New Paradigm, and read it very, very slowly. It's the best piece of channeled information that I've ever come across that basically gives us an insight into the sort of mad plan of really what's going on in the ego's world in a kind of like an exciting way. It's appealing to the superhero consciousness, you know. It's very appealing to the Save the World brigade. So, but it's not sort of written in a religious context, which A Course in Miracles kind of is, and other things like that, which I love as well. I was reading A Course in Miracles this morning, and I do, you know, a lot of that. But this is something I haven't mentioned before, but I want to mention it with you. It's called The Handbook for the New Paradigm. So I love the simple solution. So it says, you accept this responsibility by making a personal commitment between you and the creative energy that focused you through thought into this existence. Okay? So it's talking about the responsibility, you know, Mike was saying what we mentioned, you know, about responsibility. You accept this responsibility by making a personal commitment. That's what it's talking about here. You need to love the Lord thy God with all your heart and mind and soul, the first commandment. But the living God within you, you need to make a personal commitment to that like you've never, ever, ever, ever committed before, and honor that commitment. Be faithful to that commitment. Hold yourself accountable for that commitment. Nurture that relationship. Commit 100%. That's responsibility. You accept responsibility by making that commitment. And that between you and the creative energy that focused you through thought into this existence. So you've been focused into existence, into this existence. And we're an extension of that creative force. So we're an extension of God. This is what it says in A Course in Miracles. This is what it says in all of the spiritual teachings of any real purity and power. We're an extension of something. We're children of something. And so we're made in the nature of that. and it's rediscovering, reactivating, reawakening, remembering our inner nature, and having that experience that allows us to bring that power where it's been extended into this this reality, this reality experience, this appearance of reality, these dimensions that we've created. We turned it into discordance because we've forgotten that, or we've moved out of that experience. We've moved that experience into a mental, well, maybe it's true, maybe it's not true, idea or philosophical contemplation. But what we want is the experience. So we remember that experience. You will know how to participate in creating what will replace this living nightmare with a new experience. You will know how to participate in creating what's going to replace this living nightmare with the new experience. Remember the 180 degree shift? You're going to know how. You search for it through your desire to know and participate in its creation. This is how you find out what your Dharma is, because you search for it through your desire to participate in its creation. Your desire to know and to participate. So you're on the right track here.
Yeah.
You know what to do.
How many people have been on this training? This is all very, very, very specific. You've got 7 billion people, and here we are in Hawaii. We've connected with each other.
Yeah. And there's a tiny fragment of the population that are really consciously focusing and going to shift this thing.
Tiny,
you know?
Tiny, tiny, tiny.
This is the tribe of the Rainbow Warriors that's predicted in the Hopi Indian prophecy. This is the we few, we happy few. There's not many of us that are really up for this. I mean, really up for it, you know?
And you can tell by what you do in the day. It's like you can tell someone, not by what they think and what they read and all the rest of it. What do they actually do? What do I actually do? What do you actually do? What does Brother Nick do during the day, day in, day out, day in, day out? That is how you know.
Yeah.
What tribe you're in, you know?
Yeah. Breath to breath, and it becomes more and more obvious, you know, you like, man, what I've been witnessing just lately, what I've been noticing, we're really glad that we can't see it all at once. You wouldn't want to. No. You really, really, really wouldn't want to. You wouldn't be able to handle it in any way, shape, or form. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare, pure and simple. When the children of God, you know, dream a frightened dream, they're going to create something terrifying. And this is what we've done. So it's moving back into that heart-centered focus, certain experience of connection, reconnection with the source that we never left, because we're the extension of it. Mm. And experiencing the peace of that, the fear dissolves, and that's the fundamental distortion in the ego's pattern. And so the reality that we experience doesn't have to be frightening anymore. If we're not vibing with abject terror within us, you know, we don't create a terrifying world around us.
Yeah, you won't even see terrifying things coming to you. And if you do, you won't see them as terrifying.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah.
And also, while you're reading this, what came was that, you know, the ego and the old programming, it's very, very limited. And, you know, what are you going to achieve through the ego? It's like it's all the same kind of junk again and again and again and again. And our responsibility is to the creator. It's to the source. It's not to our ego. You know, this is like really a fundamental thing. Am I aligned in alignment with the creator and with that divine guidance? Am I actually like looking up and saying, what do you want me to do? I'm open to receive. I'm open to be a channel for whatever needs to happen. Or am I just thinking me, 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 me? What do I want to do all day? You know, what is going on a daily basis? You know, am I actually spending any time in the morning just opening up and just listening and being open to hear what's being said to me?
Mm.
Or am I just too busy with my mad manifestations all day? You know, it's good to check this. This is why we recommend in the morning, spend those golden morning hours.
Yeah, and the moment, evening.
And the evening, and write stuff down, get the downloads, get it down, make notes, get it down so you actually know what's going on practically.
Yeah,
you know, get that new inspiration through you, because otherwise you're not going to have new inspiration, just going to be the same thing round and round and round and round.
Yeah,
you know, it's deeply touching when you say, okay, I surrender, I've had enough, I'm going to do the will of God. You know,
yeah,
what a difference that is in someone's life. And this isn't a religious thing, and you know, like selling out to some religion. This is you and the source having that personal relationship and listening, having that subtle, that sweet little awareness and that humbleness to open up and receive. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. And then that when you go move through that, you know, in that real surrender and integrity, then you become very, very empowered, and you realize, and your mantra is, I am the will of God. I am the will of God. I am the will of God. And I'm not letting go of that. I'm certain about that. No matter what, no matter what, no matter what. And you're going to get those buffetings, and you're going to witness yourself doing things that you will judge, or you could judge. And you just keep that mantra going. You are what you are. So it comes down to really simple, practical stuff that you can integrate into every moment of every day. It's just, who am I? What am I connected to? Where am I sourcing from? Is it deeply internalized and absolutely certain and sure in a state of love and absolute faith? And am I holding the vision of the kingdom or not? Simple as that. If you've moved away from that, if you've shifted out of that, if you've wobbled out of that, and you're running some trip, some memory based or fear based or future based program, then you're not in the kingdom anymore, and you're nurturing the prolonging the hell experience. Yeah, it's as simple as that.
It's a choice. It's a choice. And buying into any of those old things, all you're doing is causing yourself personal misery, and that's it. So don't do that anymore, please.
Yeah. So we've been cracking the whip for the last hour, you know. It's been motivational, you know. But this is the last of the series on the superhero thing, then I want to give you plenty of motivation, because you're out there now, you know. You're on the front lines, and it's for real. It's for real. It's so for real. And what we've seen, what we've experienced, what hardships, you know, have befallen ourselves and our community and culture and what, we haven't seen anything yet, nothing at all. It's the first little tiny rippling waves of the whole crumbling of the old and the emergence of the new, you know. That's the reality of the situation. So be aligned with the new, so that you can stand, really stand in these times and just really blast that certainty with that love. And it's an inner, in internal orientation. Become subtle, subtly aware, and have a very powerful attitude running all the time, and get that breath focus and anchoring the concentration.
Yeah, if you're bringing it in, if you're actually calling in the new, you're on the forefront of it, then you're safe, then you can relax, you know. But if you're trying to hold on to the old and trying to have your nice little lifestyle and all your nice little things, then you're always going to be in fear, because the whole thing's falling apart. You know, and there's a lovely expression, are you waiting for time, or are you caught bringing time close? Are you waiting for time to change you, or are you bringing time close? You know, ask yourself that question.
Just give me a moment, brother.
So I'd just like to share my deep appreciation for you all, because the fact that you're here on the third round of this training shows a commitment to yourself, a commitment to truth, a commitment to the source. It's a wonderful thing, really, really, really inspiring. And this is, you know, this isn't the end. It's not that you're never going to see us again, we're never going to do anything else. There's always going to be more stuff we're bringing out all the time, because we're a tribe, we're a family, and we want to help each other out. But I'm just saying, however you've got so far, it's really, 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 really good news. So much appreciation, so much respect, you know, from the heart. Mm. Well done, you know, to be here all this time, listening to us going on and on. I'm telling you, you know, you've got to shift these things. It's wonderful, it really is. You've attracted this into your life, and it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
keep it up.
Yeah. So, homework assignment. Yesterday, I was had the just a good fortune to be able to pray for someone yesterday. I hadn't prayed for someone for a while. You know, someone who was in distress. They were just going through some, you know, some difficult experiences in their personal life, and we just held hands and just prayed. And what a beautiful, amazing experience. It's my favorite thing to do by far, is to pray for people. And I just want to give you that assignment, you know, it's we're here to serve, because we are a flow, because we are an energy flow, and we are an eternal divine flow. We have to flow into creation, and we have to land outside of ourselves through service, help other people, help each other. We help you guys, you guys help us, we help other people help other people, you guys help other people. We need to help each other, and we need to do that with humility. I am the will of God doesn't mean that I am God. It means I am the will of God. I'm one with the will of God. And I'm going to ask for help. I'm going to call on the invisible agencies of goodness that are here to help me. I'm going to call on the angels. And I'm going to call on the strength and support of the Almighty Mother, Father, God. And I'm going to call on that help to help with other people. And I'm going to go out and pray for people. And we need grace in the world. We need amazing grace in the mix. That's the thing that's missing. The ego doesn't live gracefully. The ego's existence is a struggle. And now we're stuck in the karma, the karmic consequences of that struggle. And we need the grace in to dissolve all of that magically and really easily, effortlessly. So go out and pray for people, you know. Don't be like those, like half the so-called healers and health wellness practitioners that you meet, that are just so, you know, feeling so insecure that they're tripping over themselves to throw themselves on you and, you know, can I heal you? Just be aware everywhere you go that people are in distress. Everywhere you go, people are in distress. Mm. And you can feel them, and it's going to be coming, like it said in the book there, about the synchronicities, the magical synchronicities. We're always on about it. There's going to be people, you're going to be attracting them. They're going to need your help and need your support and need your prayer. And just ask them. Just tune into them. I can feel your... you might be needing a bit of support here. Can I pray for you? Are you open to that? And you'd be amazed at who's open to that. I'm constantly yeah. amazed. It's like, you know... It's like a controversial thing to ask, you think?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, people are just like, yes, please.
Everyone loves it. They love it because they know that they need that divinity to help them. Like, deeper down, they know. They need. There's nothing else going to work. They've tried everything else.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it, really.
Yeah.
And there's nothing more joyous. I mean, then giving out that energy, nothing brings me more joy, honestly. And yeah. I actually feel like I'm wasting my life
yeah.
if I'm not doing it.
Me
quite,
too.
Quite honestly.
Yeah.
Unless I'm giving out that light, unless I'm surrendering to that source and getting it out and letting it go through and serving others through those vibrations, I feel like I'm wasting my whole life.
Yeah.
And as soon as I'm in that zone, it's like, oh, yeah, right, yeah, I'm on track, I'm on board, yeah. I'm actually on the case now. And like, this feels great.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Wonderful homework.
Yeah. So get out there and just be aware, you know, and use the power of prayer and ask them, you know, just ask them if they can pray for them and just get hold of their hand, get hold of their hands, or if there's a couple of you, you know, link up in a little circle and just take a few breaths and get into that heart space there and just say those prayers. And we're going to do that right now. Me and Brother Michael, we're going to hold hands and you get holding hands over there, okay? So we're going to pray now. Let's get this good stuff coming through. So just take a few soft, gentle, deep breaths and just go into this attitude of surrender. You can't do anything. You, the physical person in the material world, can't do anything at all to make a difference in any way, shape, or form. You've got no power whatsoever. You're just an appearance. You're just a little cartoon character on a screen. You have nothing. So humble yourselves in your own heart and look up within. Just be in that attitude as if you're down on your knees, and if you can get down on your knees, get down on your knees. And hold your hands up in the air in total receptivity. And it's the blend of humility, of the physical body humbles itself, the personality humbles itself, but the soul rejoices in its sovereignty and its invincibility and its oneness with divinity. It's a complete blend of ultimate confidence and total humility. Soft, gentle, deep breaths, looking up within with so much love and certainty. Almighty Mother, Father, God, we rejoice in gratitude and we give thanks and praise. We thank you for your love and we give you our love. We thank you for your constant love and blessings. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your angels. We thank you for the flowers of our soul. In the name of love, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of love, hallelujah. In the name of love, we call upon the almighty forces of goodness to flow through grace in wonder into the hearts and souls of these wonderful superheroes who are really having a go in the world, and to fill their cups to overflowing with that grace. Let them see the light, Lord. Let them feel the love, Lord. Let them breathe the peace, Lord. Let them feel that silence. Feel that touch, the holy touch. Let them know where to find you, how to be with you. Let them know who you are. Let them feel how real you are. Let them surrender, Lord, in confidence and trust in who they are, in appreciation of themselves. Oh. I ask all of this in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua ben Joseph. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Soft, gentle, deep breaths, just really dropping into that heart space, just reaching, 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 reaching in love and faith for the grace. Breathe that certainty, breathe that commitment.
I'd like for us all just to open up even more, knowing that the Lord is with us, that this grace of God, the grace of the divine is with us right now, right here, right now. Feel that light. Open up even more deeply, and be aware, be aware. Listen, open your eyes, open your ears to hear and see this divine tingling power that is ever present, as this purest of all spirits is coming through us, coming to us. Just allow that flowing light to flow through. Just feel that flowing through. You're fully aware and awake and alive. Wake up and be alive. For once, be fully alive, right here and right now. Allow this presence of the Lord to flow through you, this divine source, this supreme creator, the source of all love, the source of all peace, the one who truly knows the depths of your heart. And just be fully awake and aware, fully open, more than you've ever been in your life, more open than you've ever been to receive this gift right now. As the rains fall down, we rejoice in the Lord, we rejoice in praise, we rejoice in love and gratitude, deep appreciation and deep joy within our hearts. We have attained everything, we are the children, we are equal to the Father, the Mother, everything is in its perfect way right here, right now. We can see things as they are. We can see through the eyes of God onto this world. Just allow yourself to see through the eyes of God onto your world right now and see how you feel. Feel how you feel through the eyes of God. As a child, you see the same way as your Creator. Just taking a few beautiful breaths, grounding it in the silence. Feel feeling this grid we've created, holding hands throughout the whole world. Energy of love flying between us from the source and going out. So just stay in the joy. And know that you are at one with yourself and with the world and with the Creator. Simple, 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 simple.
Yay. Well,
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Blessings, blessings, blessings. Yes.
Integrate all these things we've shared. We must have done about 20 sessions now.
Yeah.
Go back, anything that you love, just go over it again and again until it's become your reality, you know. Just go for what you love, go for what you resonate with. Make it your own. This is your homework. Make it your own.
Yeah.
Make it your own. Make it belong to you. This is not a theory, this is your own. This is who you are.
Beautiful. Okay. Can they keep in touch?
Yeah, we'll keep in touch, and you can keep in touch with us, and we're going to do
with each other.
Yeah. Have you still got each other's addresses and everything? I think it'd be good to start creating groups in your own way and meeting up and creating things. We can give you some ideas on that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So blessings. Just replay those videos.
Yeah.
It's the best news ever.
And we're coming up with a school soon, so you'll know about that. You know, different ways of us going deeper and deeper and deeper. So, plenty more goodies to experience.
Yeah. So much love. We'll be in touch.
All right.
Thank you so much. Appreciation.
Thank you.